remember it well, I was just about
three.
My dad said, son, what do you want?
Too big.
It didn't ring no bells, but I said,
Daddy,
I'm a bit too young, what do you want from me?
Hello, world. This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show. A very special show, not for any reason really other than the topic. It's just another episode of the show, but it's pretty sweet because rejoining me, thanks to the popularity of the four-piece show we did just 2 short months ago, and also certainly helped along by the fact that I am still in New Jersey, I am rejoined by my co-hosts from the currently defunct Only Podcast, the only podcast that matters. Please welcome back Andrew Rizzitello.
Hi, hi, hi.
Jack DeFranco.
Hey, everybody.
And Ryan Taggart.
Sup, kids.
Now, we are here to talk about what is going on. The circus that is everything leading up to this November's election. Now,
they really should have a guy,
which is leading to the ruining of America.
they should have a guy there with.
I'm sorry, Andrew. I think you're wrong. Nothing you've said has been proven right so far.
Unintelligible yelling.
Jack, America's already been ruined.
Yeah.
This is the land where if you can't afford health insurance, the government penalizes you financially for not being able to afford health insurance.
Yes.
So well, either way.
Yes.
Well, here's
you can't pay that bill. Here's more bills to make you not pay for that bill.
Right. Did you learn your lesson?
Nope. Well, here's more.
Here's the main reason we're doing this. Now, I'm not particularly I'm not politically motivated, let's say, to use a term compared to people who are very active politically. And frankly, none of the four of us are. None of us declare any allegiance to
Cthulhu.
One of the two parties.
No, longer.
Cthulhu. Yeah, none of us supports a particular party no matter what. And this also is kind of novel. In a way, this is going to be the episode of the only podcast that matters that never was, because the only election we were in existence for was the 2012 election, and there really wasn't much to talk about because I don't think there's any question about whether or not President Obama was going to get reelected, because he was, and that was that. There really wasn't much discussion. There certainly wasn't when it came to who's going to be running for the Democratic Party that year, whereas it's a little different this time around. And in 2008, we didn't exist yet. We weren't doing a show yet.
Right.
So this is the first election where we're going to get a new president next January. New president's going to be sworn in for the first time in 8 years. But there are a lot of ways that this election is unique.
Yeah.
And we're just talking
generous
about this stuff. Yeah. Now, just to be fair, we are recording this a week before it goes up, and literally the way this has been such a circus, particularly on the GOP side, things could very well change from what we're saying to when you're hearing this. I mean, certainly if you're listening to this in a couple of weeks down the line, could be very different. But just between when we're recording this and when it goes up, stuff could change.
Yeah, Trump could have lynched somebody on the stage.
Yeah, could have been.
Or as he said, shot somebody in Main Street and people would still vote for him.
But most of what I know about it is from Facebook.
Yeah. Honestly, oh, you need to stay off Facebook.
The commentary,
that's number one.
The commentary about this whole thing is entertaining, to say the least.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, it is to me, because we get it.
Yeah.
And Trump.
Trump's a fucking nuts.
The problem is, I'm pretty convinced at this point he's going to get the nomination from the Republican Party.
I'm pretty
so
like
he's
going to
be
going
one
to
of two people.
It's a joke that's gone too far. It really is. It's a joke that's gone way too far.
That's the alarming part. Yeah. Like, that's really where people are saying, oh, shit, he really is popular. Like, it was funny when he announced he was running, but now he's
I can't believe
led
how many
several
people
states.
Are like, I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah. Listen, and it's not just the demographic. There's this idea of there being a demographic in... There seems to be a thing where it's like undereducated. Like, there are all these demographics that they say Trump appeals to. But look, right now during my stay in New Jersey, I'm staying with my parents who live in a retirement community. I see bumper stickers on the cars of senior citizens in New Jersey who Trump bumper stickers
for senior
and
citizens.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know where they identify with him, but it's not just, I mean, you can go on statistics, but it frankly surprised me. I'm not saying I would have guessed one particular candidate that they would have had stickers for, but I wouldn't have thought senior citizens for Trump. I didn't know that that was going to be a thing. I was just kind of surprised by it. Because you would think all these things you're hearing about is just like average Trump supporter, hasn't graduated high school, owns four guns, has nine children, is on welfare, has been employed since 2007. Apart. Yeah, like you hear all these negative demographics as far as like how ignorant the average Trump supporter is.
Denny's fine. It's
the seniors aren't on. They're not on Facebook though. The seniors, so they don't see why they shouldn't vote for him.
Yeah.
Because Facebook will tell you.
Yeah.
All day.
And over and over again.
All day, every day.
Well, look, to be fair.
Ad nauseum.
To be fair, Facebook, all people do on Facebook, I don't see anybody posting reasons why they support their particular candidate or their party's most
likely
candidate.
Like, nobody's giving a reasonable alternative.
Yeah. All everybody's doing is... If you're a Republican, you're criticizing Hillary and Bernie. If you're a Democrat, you're criticizing Trump and Cruz.
Rubio.
And Rubio, yeah. Nobody's actually saying anything about their side. They're just criticizing the other side.
Yep.
Which is exactly what's been going on.
Yeah, right. Which is every election ever. It's mudslinging.
Mm-hmm. So here's my problem. From Trump's detractors, you guys realize that he's not going to be able to actually do everything he says he's going to do, right?
No.
You guys realize he's not allowed to attack Muslims physically. You realize he's not allowed to deport Mexicans.
Yeah, build a wall.
You realize he's not allowed to build a wall between us and Mexico. You realize he can't actually do this
stuff,
right?
And you realize that the people in the army, that if he sends out these commands, can turn around and say no because it is illegal to say the
things
he's
saying. Right, well, they said that my military won't spurn my orders or disobey
Who said that?
Me. He did.
He did. But that's, look, Trump,
yeah,
Trump
they
agrees
absolutely
with,
will.
Trump agrees with everything he says.
Right. Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
the problem. Of course he says everything he thinks is going to, he says will happen.
Right. Everyone thinks that the president just has carte blanche to do whatever the fuck he wants, but he
right.
doesn't.
And doesn't answer
we
to
have
anybody.
A system
checks
of checks and balances.
Balances. Yes.
Do you know how many bills that Obama wanted to enact in this country and
oh,
he was
God.
Blocked by Congress.
Every president.
They yeah. oppose him every step of the way.
Yeah.
Every step.
So
yeah, I mean, Trump just can't swoop in and just start doing whatever he feels like it without anyone saying, hey, no, you can't do that.
Hey, jackass.
And shutting him down.
Yeah.
So what everyone's so afraid of with him as president, I don't understand. I think this is a joke. I don't think he's going to be a good president if
he
wins.
No, he can't be.
No.
However, like, he's not going to be this Satan that's allowed to just destroy the world without anyone being able to shut it down.
Yeah, without any accountability as well.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not going to...
People are really overreacting
and
to
on
this.
The other side of the coin, I found this SpongeBob meme. Where the
Of course you did.
With the Bernie supporters... Where on internet places, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or any kind of social media, you get the Bernie supporters everywhere, and then at the polls, there's nothing because he's losing to Hillary.
Mm.
Yeah.
So they have the one SpongeBob meme where it's SpongeBob where it's he's at some kind of, he's selling something at a stand, like lemonade or something, and then he puts a sign out, one of those things, and like there's some people and there's more people. They have it reversed where there's all the people and then no people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very similar, empty promises that won't be fulfilled.
Well, here's
what I think
was
wrong with Bernie, and that's like it kind of ties in with what Chris was saying with the old people supporting Trump, is the word socialist.
Yes.
Yeah, that's scaring people off.
Yes.
Right. They don't like that
They assume
word.
That
yeah.
that's Mussolini right there. He's going to be the next Stalin.
And I see like all of my Republican idiot friends of mine on Facebook that are like, oh, he's just going to take all my money and give it to other people. Like, No, he's not.
Can't do that.
I mean, say what you want. And this is why I think this election truly is a turning point. okay, Hillary's won more, so it appears right now she's in the lead over Bernie. But yes. it seems like way more people are supporting now. Right. It seems like way more people, once again, of my immediate social group, certainly support Bernie. More so than Hillary. I don't know many, frankly, who do support Hillary. But I find it interesting that two of the leading candidates, and speaking specifically about Trump and Bernie, they're not anti-establishment, but they're not pro-establishment guys. They're not just saying, using the same political sound bites, kind of towing the political line. They're saying, government's fucked up. I want to fix this.
Government is
the way things
up.
Have been running.
Someone should fix
are
it.
Wrong. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think there's a point where people actually understand politicians traditionally, and when you listen to some of the other candidates, that's exactly what they sound like, are just saying people-pleasing sound bites. Like, America, you know, every child deserves a first-rate education. Everybody deserves access to first-class health care. And everybody should, you know...
Both great points.
Know, welcome yeah. everybody. No, well, there is. But yeah. I feel like everybody... They're just saying a whole lot of empty platitudes. Not right. that it doesn't mean anything, but they're not actually taking a stance by just saying things that are kind of like, well, no shit.
And
statements.
Saying, this yeah. is how we're going to enact
right.
this.
Instead, guys who were saying government's fucked up and we need to do something about it are leading. So I think this is the point where we're not trusting career politicians as much. Clearly, if Trump, who has zero political experience, is leading right
but,
now.
Yeah, and there's something in that, despite what he's saying and how much of a clown he may or may not be, that's refreshing about that because he's not a career politician. Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that brought people to like Chris Christie so much when he first came into
yeah.
office.
Yeah, once upon a time, people liked him. Right. Yeah. When people of this state, the state of New Jersey, liked him.
But even at this point, I saw something the other day that... all of his opposition in the Republican Party, the other guys who are running for president, said that if he gets the nomination, they're going to back him.
Of course they are, because
they're
party.
So they're arguing against him now, but...
They still want their team to win.
They still want their team to win.
That's right. What it's become. It's become like the fucking World Series. Who's up? Who's down? Who's going to
win?
But
at the same
time,
there's a lot of hypocrisy in it, because they're saying, this is why your plan doesn't work. This is why you won't be a good president. This is why I should be in. But if you happen to get the nomination,
but
I'm going to support you.
Yeah, if you're
so
more
then
likely.
So then I'm suddenly going to agree with you.
Well, look at Christie's a perfect example, because people were pretty upset here in New Jersey because Christie started to back Trump a couple of days after he backed out of the campaign and then endorsed Trump for president when he's done plenty of shit-talking when it comes to Trump.
Right.
And now he's throwing his very substantial weight behind him, and people are... not unreasonably assuming that he might be gunning for a VP position, even though he says he's not gonna, but please.
After that whole, do you want me to come down there with a mop thing? That
well, aside from that, it's so funny because, yeah, the candor that Chris Christie had when he got elected and the fact that people really did like him as a personality when he got elected and in his first few years, the whole... I fucking hate... I almost said it, but it's the only way people are going to know what I'm talking about. The whole Bridgegate thing... is where people kind of start to turn on him and everything right. that's happened post-Hurricane
Sandy.
What
exactly happened with that? I don't know. Apparently, he was up for election, right?
I think he had been reelected already.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was fresh off re-election.
He just got reelected, and there was some mayor of some town up in northern Jersey that didn't like him and spoke out against
him. Vocally
against him, and he supposedly organized to have a major bridge shut down via construction or something for a couple hours, which caused deadlock.
Crippled traffic.
Yeah, right. Up in that area. And then they come to find out, what was it, almost a year later, that
he ordered it basically out of spite.
Yeah.
Which goes to show he actually doesn't give a shit about the citizens of New Jersey. He'd rather give a fuck you to another politician in the state who's technically beneath him. But that, and with the statement, yeah, what do you want me to go down with a mop when it comes to the
flooding.
Recovering right. from the hurricane, which is still going on even over 3 years later. There's still a lot of
rebuilding.
Oh, no,
this was that storm back yeah. in, what, January?
This is the 3 feet of snow we got.
Oh, that
yeah,
was
no, yeah,
with
the
specific
blizzard.
Regards?
Yes. Right, yes.
Ah,
specific regards
okay.
to that.
No, the Sandy thing,
Wildwood
he's never going to fucking
yeah.
go back on. No, this is like Wildwood in South Jersey got pummeled.
Wildwood was flooded very, very badly. Yeah, during that blizzard.
It was scary, like how bad it was.
Yeah. So they were under feet of water from the tidal flooding.
Even Point Pleasant and Belmar got hit with some water.
Even all the short
not
towns,
as bad.
Basically.
No, not
but
nearly
South
as bad, but they
Jersey.
Did.
Yeah, Wildwood got hit really, really hard.
And of course,
he didn't answer to that well.
Yeah. He's really lost popularity. And now with his the amount of time he spent on the campaign trail trying to get the presidential nomination, and now with the supporting of Trump, a ton of New Jersey media is calling for a recall.
Yeah.
Like, a bunch of them have spoken out about it, which is not too surprising, because while he was in favor for a long time and seemed to get a huge amount of support, not unanimous, but certainly right. a ton of support from the citizens of New Jersey.
47 to 50%.
Yeah.
For a very long time.
And now it's like his disapproval rating is like ridiculous because people are just like, okay, he doesn't give a fuck.
His approval rating
he's gunning for his career.
The teens, I think, now.
Yeah, it's bad.
Because in
bad.
The beginning, he struck everyone as this guy who,
and every
for, better, for better or worse, yeah. whether you like him or not, was going to do what he said he's going to do.
Yeah, and his major,
so even if
his
you don't agree with him,
at that time
unlike
the NJEA,
right.
who everyone kind of didn't like anyway at that point because they were just a big, giant teachers union. They were just ball-busting everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to respect that in a politician, even if you don't agree with his policies or his thoughts or anything. If he's going to do what he says he's going to do.
Oh, sure.
That you have to have some semblance of respect for that. And that's the way he struck me, at least in the beginning. You know, even if his policies weren't favorable to you, he was going to...
He was going to do them.
Yeah.
Right.
What he said in his campaign, he was going to enact those policies, and that was going to be it.
And once upon a time, he would have gotten the support of a lot of people because of that
right.
for president. But
yeah.
with everything in the last, I guess, 2 years at least, since the whole thing with the... With the
bridge yeah.
which I hate. Can I just go off topic for
gate?
A second?
Anything,
I hate they
gate?
Add gate to everything
yeah.
just because of Watergate. Like, you know, it's a scandal because gate's on the end of it. I fucking hate that.
Right.
Rather gate and all this other shit.
Watergate was like, an actual hotel name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that, see, that whole gate thing didn't start again until that Whitewater shit in the 90s. With,
yeah.
You know, the Clinton family.
Mm-hmm.
But in the new millennium, everything's got gate.
Well, because
to it.
Now
it's kind of scandal.
A short amount of characters, so you had gate to it. You know, it's a scandal
right.
involved.
Yeah, everybody knows
Cosby
what it means.
Gate or whatever yeah. the fuck.
Cosby
you know,
gate,
Sheen
yeah.
gate, you know, whatever yeah. you want to call it. It's just like, well, it's a scandal. I got to click on it,
right?
Because everything's clickbait in 2016.
Oh, yep. Started
anyway. Look, I get that Trump has reached people because he's charismatic. He's got
yes.
that going for him.
You can say that.
He
yeah.
has charisma.
And he kicks everyone out of his rallies.
Because he's partially an entertainer.
Yeah.
He's partially an entertainer.
That's what he's built right. his brand on, being an entertainer. That's all The Apprentice was, yeah. and Celebrity Apprentice.
Even before that, just in media in general, he was just a showman almost.
Yeah, that's what he is. Truthfully, he's just a blowhard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best way to describe him. I'm just surprised that he has reached so many people, aside from the fact that, I mean, people associate Trump with success. Even though he's had a ton of failure and a ton of
yeah.
debts and declared bankruptcy, but they're like, he's going to get things done. And the whole slogan of Make America Great Again, there's still no definition of when he considered America great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just another empty political slogan. It's no different than Hope and Change and all the other stuff that we've heard in the
oh
recent
past. Oh, my God,
past.
Did that shit
so
piss me off.
As much as Trump is, you know, thinks he's above political rhetoric, he's not. Because look at his hollow fucking statements like Make America Great Again. How? By doing what? Because he flip-flops
yeah.
on everything, too.
And
he's been pro-choice, he's been pro-life.
He doesn't talk well, either. He's that college student that didn't read the book and gets
yeah.
called on by the teacher and has to
I'm
fucking
intelligent.
Bullshit
I have words.
The entire...
I have the best words.
Yes.
And his eyes always look like they're mostly closed.
Yeah. Somebody, did you guys see
that
thing?
His mouth?
Yeah,
he switched his mouth over his eyes.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. And it's true. Yeah, he just, I don't know, he looks goofy, but everybody's think he's massively successful, he's going to run this country, and... As someone who knows him personally, having been on Celebrity Apprentice twice, Penn Jillette made a really great point where he said the interesting thing is if this whole process goes through, if Trump gets the nomination and he loses the presidency, he goes back to everything else he does.
Yeah.
Right. It's not going to affect him at all.
Nope.
He's not going to feel the sting. So there's something attractive.
Yeah, that was fun for a while.
Yeah. Get out of here, Trump. You're fired. You're a loser, Trump. That's what everybody thought he was going to say after the Iowa caucus. Like, they don't know what they're doing with the farms and their... whatever. You know, it's like, you're losers. A bunch of losers in Iowa.
Then Arnold rips his spine out. The Apprentice is mine now.
Rips his spine out.
I would love to see that.
I will pay to see that.
That's
a celebrity death match.
Just stab him with a rusty spoon and rip his spine out.
That's some pay-per-view shit.
Goddamn right it is.
Oh, my God.
Fuck UFC. I want to see Trump versus Schwarzenegger.
Hey, Trump. Death match.
Yes. Trump was in the WWE or something.
He
he's
was.
In the WWE Hall of Fame.
He is. Because
he's Vince McMahon's friend.
It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. He shaved Vince's head.
Oh, yeah. That's right. There was a thing who was going to shave whose head.
Yeah,
there was
yeah.
some bet on something. I do remember when that was happening. Because everyone was like, Donald Trump's head could be
with
shaved.
With steroid, like, yeah, right. Wayne Brady and I don't know who the other guy was. Oh, Umaga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Who's dead.
Yeah, anyway. So back to something I know almost as little about, politics. I'm surprised, like everybody else that's gotten this far, to the point where people are saying, like, okay, this is serious. It's not funny anymore. It was funny. Oh, right. Trump's running. But now it's like, oh, shit, he's really... Because he said some ridiculous... He's made almost exclusively ridiculous statements.
Yeah. As he much as nothing, he... Right. He's a walking soundbite.
Oh, Everything he totally is. That's what I mean. He's just as bad as the politicians he mocks. And even looking at the way he talks out... I mean, I saw part of the... Of the GOP debate, not the last one where he talked about his dick, but the one before that.
What did he say?
Unintelligible yelling?
Yeah, unintelligible yelling was that one. Because I actually walked out. I was, as I said, I'm staying with my parents. They had it on in the living room, and I was ignoring it. And I just heard so much bickering that I walked out to look at it. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
What are you two watching?
Well, no, I knew what it was, but I walked out.
The Real Housewives of America.
Yeah, no shit, yeah. The real the real Commander-in-Chief of America. But I'm looking at it, and I'm staring at this, and they went to commercial break. I just turned to my parents, and I said, and these are the three who are in the lead, and all they're doing is shit-talking each other. Like, they're not answering any questions. They're not talking about any issues. And I'm sorry, as I said, coming from a neutral standpoint, the party that holds itself up in such high regard when it comes to the religious and moral high ground, you got a bunch of fucking children arguing and just shit-talking each other, and it doesn't look good. And you know what? After the stink that the word Republican had following Bush 2.0 finally getting out of office, if Trump gets the nomination, that stink is going to be even stronger and last even longer when it comes to people being public about being Republican, by being open about it. Yeah. I think it's going to have some serious stink. Even if he loses, just if he gets the nomination, a lot of people are just going to be like, oh, so this is what it's about. Because there are tons of outspoken Republicans as well, as there have been, as there will continue to be, who oppose him and who say they're going to continue to oppose him, but... Who knows? Because like we said, if their team has a shot at getting in, of course they're going to back their candidate. And same way, everyone's going to back either Hillary or Bernie on the Democratic side, whoever gets the nomination. Yeah.
What did he actually say about his dick? Does anyone
I don't know.
Know.
I didn't pay attention
I didn't
to
bother
it.
To look into it, but he mentioned, keeps saying like he alluded to the, like, alluded, the size
he
of
alluded,
his dick or something.
Yeah, he probably alluded to having a big dick or something, which who knows? Who cares? It's more important. You know, his Russia Miller or bride wife does.
Curiosity. He also said that if his daughter wasn't his daughter, he'd date her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, he said that. There's a quote.
And it's, that
if
was
she wasn't my daughter, I'd probably be dating her.
Yeah.
It's
you probably would, because she's 40 years younger than you. Yeah. I mean, his wife spoke at some rally, and people were surprised. Yeah. Like, she was barely able to string a sentence together because she has such a thick accent.
I remember when they were getting married, Jimmy Kimmel would host, like, Regis and Kelly when Regis was out, and you call her malaria or like purposely on the air call her malaria, and Kelly Ripa would just like look away from the camera laughing.
And I'm gonna sue Jimmy Kimmel because he's not pronouncing my wife's name. That's Trump just threatens to sue everybody. Yeah. I'm gonna sue Rosie O'Donnell, and I'm gonna sue this reporter, or I'm gonna sue whoever.
Rosie's
like
a big fat loser. That was
I would love to take the money from her fat ass pockets or whatever it was that he was saying. But look, at the same time,
make America great again.
Totally. At the same time, is that the kind of talk you want from your president, or a guy who's basically platform for months was everybody else is stupid, only I know what I'm doing? Like, you don't want a president who thinks everybody's like, truthfully, all the other ringmaster bullshit aside, that's not who you want as president. Nobody else knows what they're doing except me. Come on.
I smell impeachment.
Stupid.
That happens.
Yeah, that's no. I mean, look, like I said, to give credit, and we'll jump around a bit to other candidates. We're not just going to talk about Trump. There's too much of that going on anyway. Because, again, say what you want about him, but everybody's talking about him after there's any public, after he has a rally or after there's a debate or whatever. So what he's doing is working. Say what you want, but I believe, like I said before, Trump truly believes whatever he's saying in the moment is right and is the truth. And I think the same thing about Bernie Sanders, that everything he says, he truly means everything he's saying. I think he's certainly more authentic than Trump.
Definitely.
But I do think that has also resonated with people, that people actually believe the two of them, and that's why they have such a lead. Because speaking for me personally,
I mean, they're telling what they want to hear, I kind of think.
Trump maybe more so, but I think Bernie actually believes everything he's saying.
Looks like he escaped from a loony bin. Like, he really does.
Well, every time Bernie Sanders speaks, all I think of is Eddie Murphy's Gumby from Saturday Night Live. I'm Gumby, damn it. Like, that's what he sounds like.
He's
to
a
me.
Mix of Bert and Ernie. If you put those two Muppets together, it looks like Bernie Sanders.
I saw it on the iFunny app.
I did.
Of course you did. Of course you did. I should have. I knew it. You didn't have to finish.
Nothing in this conversation is going to not include iFunny coming out of me.
Yeah, because
that's where I get my fucking.
That's where Andrew gets his news. Andrew was just searching through to find memes about Trump's dick so Ryan could find out what was he saying.
I wanted to know what the fuck he actually said. It was apparently a side remark because Marco Rubio said something to him. Like, oh, look, he's got small hands. Well, let me tell you something. Small hands leads to something else, and there's nothing small on me. Like something stupid like that.
Is that what he said?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's a high school locker room.
It
now
is.
It is.
Yeah. The fuck?
Next thing say, your yeah. mother is going to come out.
I'm waiting for that. Yeah. Yeah.
Your sister's ass.
Your sister's ass. Oh, my God. If Trump said that, that would be tremendous. Because he would say it just like that.
Just
your sister's
like that.
Ass.
Sister's yeah,
ass.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't hear Ted Cruz saying that. Which is funny. Yeah. Switching gears a little bit. That's one of the reasons I think the career politicians and people, specifically Hillary and Ted Cruz, who their entire lives have aspired to being the president of the United States, just for those reasons, don't trust him. Because anyone whose right. aspiration
well,
is to
corners,
run,
yeah.
who wants to run the United States, I can't trust. There's something off about that. Yeah. That's literally been your lifetime ambition. I don't trust
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't like
I don't.
It either.
Yeah.
I don't, and they sound, that's what I mean. They have such rehearsed and canned answers.
And that's the one thing that everyone liked about Christie. Even though he was losing horribly in the polls, he went after, I don't remember if it was Cruz or Rubio. I think it was Rubio. Because Rubio has this canned 25-second response to everything.
Sure.
And Christie went after him for it. He's like, oh, here it comes again. Here it comes. Oh, wait, let me read it for you. And he starts repeating it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because Rubio says this, and Rubio didn't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah. When you hear those, though, you know them when you hear them. I don't know why people fall for that stuff. When you hear those canned responses about whatever, you know, just like, well, what are you going to do to fix education? Every child is entitled to an education. Okay, that's not the fucking answer.
Yeah.
You're saying something that's clearly obvious.
Dance around the question.
Yes, there's no answer. Nobody has a plan.
Yeah.
That's the ridiculous part. And none of this stuff gets discussed because the leading candidates are too busy bickering between each other. It's so fucking weird. I personally don't know. It certainly exists. I personally don't know any women who were supporting Hillary strictly because she's a woman. I felt like there was a lot of that.
Ship has sailed.
She's barely a woman.
Yeah. Well, I think there was a lot of that in 2008 with Sarah Palin, where there was a lot more like, she's a woman. Of course we're going to vote for her team. But I don't get that with Hillary. Now, the funniest thing about that is there are plenty of self-important female public figures who have said, as a woman, you were obligated. Well, who was it who said it? Gloria Allred or one of those other blowhardy women. Oh, God, I can't remember who it was. Who said, there's a special place in hell for women who don't vote for Hillary. I forget who it was. It may not have been
really?
Her. I forget
Seriously?
Who it was. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Now, here's the funniest part about that. The women who say you should vote for Hillary because you're a woman are the same ones who are accusing straight white males of favoring other straight white males because you're from the same tribe. Well, this is the same thing you're fighting so hard against. Meanwhile, you're saying, oh, but she's a woman, so you should vote for her because she's a woman. But you're accusing white men of being the same with other
feminazis.
White men.
Wow.
Yeah, feminazis. That's exactly what it is.
I saw this meme with Hillary, and she's talking to a bunch of kids. And one of them asked her, like, so if you get elected, how do you feel about sitting in the seat where your husband once got blown?
Are you? Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was the response?
That was it. It was just like her, like, she's leaning in, talking to these kids, and one of the kids asked her that.
Uh-huh.
And then that was it.
Oh, so she didn't respond.
So there was no answer, no.
Well, of course, there's a picture of Bill. It's like, I chose other women besides Hillary. You should, too.
Of course there is. There's a meme for everything. Everything's because that's the weirdest part. This election's being, I don't want to say fought, but yeah, for the sake of it, since we don't have clearly defined candidates, let's say fought on social media with people bickering with each other, like Ryan said, in Facebook comment threads and all this other stuff, and people mudslinging for candidates opposite what they believe in.
And it's like football season all over again.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
I don't understand. That's why I liken it to big-time professional sports.
Yeah.
Because it's about the teams, and it's about bashing the other team, and who's not. It's not that different from the Super Bowl.
No.
You know, mm-mm. Oh, Cam Newton sucks. He's never going to take down Peyton. No, the Mannings are overrated. It's not let that odd compared to a couple of weeks ago.
And
people
the
were shit-talking
are,
the Super Bowl.
The players are all sponsored, too, so they should be forced to wear NASCAR jackets like they do in NASCAR and just have their
sponsors. Yeah, so you can see who's sponsoring them.
Yeah.
Isn't it strange that people have just kind of woken up to the fact that they're serving the interests of the people who give them huge campaign contributions? Was there quiet acceptance for that, or is everybody, or did, were people actually naive as to not realize that people who were padding their coffers were the ones who they were supporting legislation to enact whatever it was, whether it's the NRA or Big Tobacco or Big Pharma or whatever? Is that something that you really feel people didn't pay attention to?
Pretty much.
Or just denied? Yeah. Or that they just kind of quietly accepted it?
Except for the people that were super into politics in general and are privy to that kind of information mm-hmm. about who's sponsoring who and all that. But
it can't
for the
be
most part, like America in general doesn't, they don't pay attention to stuff like that.
But they have to know. I feel like that's become a recent like revelation.
Recently,
like this many,
yeah, right.
You know, so-and-so donated this much to this campaign.
Throughout
so
history,
blah, blah, blah.
Nobody pays attention to that or even knows that information or can prove it.
Well, you probably can. I mean,
if you wanted to.
Now you could probably
interest,
look back and prove it, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. If you really wanted to and wanted to dig and find the information, you could. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I don't want to talk about him because that's all you're going to hear about is Trump, and then Hillary
Clinton.
It's
making it a circus, yeah.
And he's nothing more than a fucking blowhard that, like you said before, if he doesn't win this, he's just going to go back to his normal fucking
yeah.
life, and you have these idiot Midwesterners who don't know what the fuck they're dealing with, that don't know anything. As long as they hear the guy say, God bless America, make
yeah.
America great again, and we're gonna let you keep your money and your guns, I could be a fucking president to these people.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
It's sad. I've talked about it on, I don't know, whether it was this show or the only podcast that matters, where it's like, here in New Jersey, we're forced to live with all kinds of people, races, political spectrum, fucking
religions,
genders, fucking sexism, and this, that, and the other thing. We're forced to live with it. So we understand, yeah, okay, I'm not going to get what I want, but what's better for the group of people?
For the country.
Yeah.
As a unit, which is the weirdest part, because I feel like none of them view the country as a country.
No, that we view them as individual states.
Right.
And we feel that we, this group here in Group A, only need this as opposed to the people over in Group B. I don't know what the fuck goes on in Texas when a fucking tornado touches down. We only had one huge storm recently, and that was Sandy that wiped us out. Florida gets hurricanes every goddamn year.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Par
so
for
it's
the
like,
course in Florida.
That,
yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, it's like, we don't know what these other people go through, so how are you going to turn around and say that, oh, we're going to build a wall or make these giant brushstrokes with your comments? Whether it be Bernie Sanders saying we're going to pay for college, this, that, and the other thing. Okay, where are you getting the money from? Oh, we're going to tax the rich.
Have you heard about the Bernie Sanders drinking game? Which
no.
has been making the rounds?
No.
Every time Bernie promises something for free, you take a sip from somebody else's drink. That's been making his way around,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
good.
That fucking made me laugh.
But it's things like that. And then, of course, you've got Hillary Clinton, who they wanted to go after her husband for supposedly getting a blowjob, but they're not
There's
doing
no
anything.
Supposedly.
Not supposedly.
But they're not doing.
But who cares?
But they're not doing anything to her.
Good for him.
Who released thousands of classified documents in an email.
Yeah, people are still hoping she goes to jail for that, but I don't think that's
going to
happen.
She's not going to.
She's not going to go to jail because she's the fucking front runner, but how are we just going to walk over that? Like, where is the.
Dude, like I said, this is the problem is...
Vote for President Strong Dick.
And no one's like, yeah,
President Strong Dick.
I'm right here, people. Put my name in. All I need is 100 people to put my fucking name on the ballot, and I have a chance.
Andrew, give him a couple of platitudes about what you can do.
I'll kill you all. Wait, no, that's not good.
Oh, lower taxes, better education.
Yeah. Better educational systems, lower taxes.
Guns.
I'll kiss your babies and shake your hands.
They can keep their guns.
Yeah, keep your guns, too. I don't fucking need them. I got enough of my own.
Your hand
and everybody gets a free taco on Tuesday. Yeah,
and Catholics get bacon cheeseburgers on Fridays.
No.
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 No, why not? We're appealing to the Midwest.
Yeah. I'll have to talk to the Pope first.
I can almost see your hand in his back like a ventriloquist.
Well, is it any different than any other candidate?
And that's another thing with Trump. He's like bashed the Pope. He's bashed all these groups. But then there's this thing about him like a white supremacist leader endorsed him.
Who
and
he eventually denounced, but was very cagey about it for a while. As if, what, are you afraid of offending the white supremacists and not getting their vote? It's such a weird
thing.
Come on. Like, why are you worried?
Somebody put up a meme and said that they're going to build a wall around Mexico. I'm going to fight Muslims. KKK, I don't want to rush to judgment. Like that. Somebody put a picture of that.
Oh, man. That was one of the things that really caught a lot of attention on, I forget what morning show. We called into one of the early morning show. Yeah, well, no, not a radio show, but like one of the TV shows.
Oh,
like whatever network This Morning. You know,
Strong Dick in the Fuzz in the morning.
Uh-oh. You know what that means? A ninth caller gets a free beer koozie. Ninth caller, everybody. God, I wish if I was in the studio, I'd be rattling off sound effects.
Yeah.
It'd be the fucking tits. Anyway. So
tits, Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid sound effects.
But for me, President Strong Dick.
Fuzz.
With some ridiculous, yeah, with that, let's get rid of Rumble Echo on it.
He'd barely be talking. Just hitting buttons on the soundboard.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would.
Jamming buttons.
That's fine.
And that's what they're doing with Trump. They're just jamming buttons.
He's a soundboard, yes.
Yeah, he is. Oh, I guarantee there are 100,000 Trump soundboards you could download for your smartphone. What the fuck was I talking about? We've been all over the road, and I can't remember
white
what it was.
Trump.
Oh, yeah.
He called into the show,
yeah, and he was talking about terror. He's like, it's not just the terrorists you got to take care of. You got to go after their families.
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
It's like, I wouldn't torture them. I think waterboarding's fine. I think we should do more of it. I think we should do worse.
Yeah, it's like...
I can't say I don't just... I don't agree.
Yeah, but no. You can't... Yeah, but... Killing the families of terrorists, though, is no. You don't.
<You're right>.
Seriously? Seriously? Or are you just fucking around for the sake of
just
entertainment?
Around.
Okay, good. Just checking, because I'm going to get angry tweets about this.
I'm kidding.
Ryan's joking, everybody. But yeah, that, like, as president, you can't fucking do that.
But no. I'm not.
See, that's what I'm saying about the whole thing. He's not going to be able to do any of this.
He's not, but all the more reason to not vote for him because it's not going to matter. I mean, it's not going to matter anyway. No, but seriously, he's not going to be able to do everything he says he's going to. So you don't vote for him in support of all the shit he says because who knows? I mean, the way he flip-flops on everything, you don't know what position he's going to take on any given day. I mean, he's been quoted as saying he values his net worth based on his mood. So, you know, so it's like, who knows what fucking mood he's going to be. Not to say he's going to press the red button. Just one day he's going to wake up and be like, nah. And hit the button and
him
destroy
and Kim,
right,
he,
yeah.
He's going to be our version of Kim Jong-un. They're going to say he was born from a meteorite that crashed to the ground in the fucking Empire State. And
yeah.
The Statue of Liberty picked it up and put it on the flame of her fucking torch.
And before you know it,
we'll have no internet to create real estate in New York.
His magical powers create real estate in New York, New Jersey, and Las Vegas.
He'll tell us all that the USA won the World Cup, and whereas we got knocked out before any of the final rounds.
Yeah.
It's really just going to turn to Idiocracy, and he's going to be President Camacho. That's how it's going to go.
Yeah, it is.
It really is, I'm sorry to say.
He's going to win. He's going to win. Because
you think so?
Yes.
So?
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to win. Sanders is the only one that has any kind of... That would have any kind of pull against him, because if Hillary gets in, every white, hot-blooded American male is not going to vote for her simply because she's a woman, her fucking email scandal, and she was Bill's wife.
Yeah, there's no fucking way that the majority of anyone is going to vote for her.
But
yeah, but that's...
No way. There'll be a sect of people that will, but nobody in the Trump South is going to vote for her.
But here's the thing. If Trump also gets a nomination, it's Trump versus Hillary, I think people who... would never support Hillary, would support Hillary if the alternative is Trump.
There'd be some.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like that would be
tough. You're damned if you don't. Like, it's that kind of race.
But like
a
I said, just to talk about it.
Right.
One of,
do you want to be stabbed to death or do you want to be shot to death? What do you want?
One of mine and Andrew's favorites, George Carlin, like that's why he never talked about politicians is because this is the best we can do. And this is what we're looking at. This is the best we can do. And that's why people say, well, we get the candidate we deserve, which is a shame, because like this is it. This is all we are. Like Trump is literally the cartoon character of an American that the rest of the world
he's
looks
your drunk
at.
Uncle.
That's your drunk uncle. That's what the rest of the world sees us as.
Yeah, I mean, and there have been a lot of things, a lot of international, not outcry, but people making statements about it, and of course, people get pissed one time anybody does. In particular, I saw on Twitter in the last few days was Stephen Merchant. Made a writer and comedian made a comment about Donald Trump, and somebody wrote back like, I don't want to hear. I forgot what he said. He's like a talented guy, but I don't want to hear what he has to say about American politics or blah 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 as a foreigner or however he put it. And he said, well, aside from the fact that I can have an opinion, America is the most powerful nation in the world. So what you do does affect the rest of us. And that's a completely valid point.
Yep.
But, I mean, everybody's entitled to have their opinion on how fucking stupid this is, just the same as we do. We're talking about it in the way everybody else is. I have to say, though, I laughed. My sister was telling me about a bumper sticker that she saw out in California. And this can't be a sanctioned bumper sticker, but it made me laugh. But the top line just said Bernie, and underneath said, because fuck this shit.
Yeah.
That cracked me up. Like, just the sentiment behind it, I actually thought was kind of charming.
Yeah.
Because I thought people were just like, fuck this. I'd rather give it to somebody else. Which is an interesting point to bring up, aside from the meme nature of everything that's going on right now. Is this truly is going to be a historic election, no matter who gets elected, except for Trump?
Well, I guess that would count, too. Because he's a lizard person.
Because either Donald Trump is going to be president, or we're going to have a woman president.
Well, no, it's more than that. It's Donald Trump, first president with zero political experience, first political office held president of the United
First
States.
First lizard person president.
Lizard person.
Andrew's have a favorable opinion of Donald Trump, everybody.
Oh.
You don't need to be his Facebook friend to see that? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, Hillary would be first woman. Bernie would be first Jewish president.
Mm-hmm.
Rubio would be first Latino president. Ted Cruz would be the first Canadian president. So no matter what, it's actually going to be a historic election regardless. No matter who gets in.
Actually
gets
Ted Cruz, the Canadian.
Is that who you're backing? Is that what you're saying? You hate everything Canadian. So.
I don't.
Except for every actress.
That's not true. Yeah, except for every actress.
Every actress and Canadian bacon.
Yeah, right.
It makes me want to bang my head against a cement wall until it all goes away.
Yeah.
And it's not going away.
It's not. Dude, we have 8 more months of this.
Yeah.
It's not. That's the weird thing. There isn't even a clearly defined candidate like on either side. I mean, even though Trump's leading, do you think he's going to make the final push where he's going to get
all
the support he needs? Well, we know you do. You do, too.
I think he's going to get the nomination.
Man.
I don't know if he's going to win.
I don't know. That's going to be
complete pessimist. Trump's going to win it all. Because, like I said, the superdelegates have already voted him in. He's like 23%, and everyone else, the next closest guy, I believe, was Ted Cruz, last I read.
The Republican?
Yeah, the Republican.
Yes, yeah, Ted Cruz is behind him.
Ted Cruz
and
is
Rubio's
and he's
third.
A 17%. So it's not that close. Hillary and Bernie are tied. That one is more close.
They're neck and neck, yeah.
But Trump's going to get the nomination. No matter who wins on the Democratic side, they're going to lose to Trump. We're going to elect this fucking blowhard, bad comb-over, have an asshole. And our country's going to go down to shitter. And
Thunderdome. It's going to happen.
Thunder, yeah. It's going to, well, that's Mad
Hunger
Max.
Games.
I've said, yeah. Hunger Games. Everybody said that thing about Fury Road. Sorry, my voice cracked. That was weird. But
yeah.
Everybody said that about Fury Road. He's going to be like the guy holding back all the water.
Yeah.
As the only other one here who's
he almost looks
Fury
like the
Road.
Dude in Fury Road with like the mask.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. Is he's going to keep all the water from everybody and stuff. I mean, it's a real like doomsday kind of scenario we're talking about with Trump, but it's like.
Oh, it could happen.
What's. Well, yeah, but at the same time, because he's ultimately not completely in charge of every decision and can't enforce everything he's saying. And who says he's even gonna? That's the funnier part. He's being a showman. Could he get in there and not get stuff done in a noble way? But just completely not get anything done that he said he was going to do? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the type of dude who's going to be like, I never said we should build a wall.
Right.
He totally. Yeah. That's the thing. He's happy to contradict himself and say he never did this. And he probably believes it. He might be mentally unbalanced. I realize this is a fucking exclusive. But he might, because no matter what he says, he's contradicted himself so many times on Twitter and in all these public statements. What do you mean? He's flip-flopped on every single issue. I mean, well, not every single one, but a bunch of major issues. You don't know exactly what he feels about anything.
Nope.
All the more reason to not vote for him. It's so fucking.
But even without
it's so
him,
weird.
We're not in good hands either way,
right?
No, no. Well, like I said, I think as much as Bernie may want to do make all these changes he wants to make, I don't think it would actually happen.
Nope.
Because I don't. I think in the same constituency that would block Trump from doing all the outlandish things he wants to do, I think would block Bernie from doing all the socialist type things that he would want to do
still
as
all
well.
Talk.
It is. Well, I mean, here's the thing. When it comes to as far as Bernie goes, because I feel a ton of support for Bernie.
People are feeling the
burn. People,
yeah.
People our age, people I work with are like, oh, Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders, he's going to fix everything. He's going to take care of my student loans. Hold on a second.
Well, that's what we all want. Yeah. Anyone in their 30s now wants their student loans forgiven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Ryan and I had this discussion anyway. When it comes to just like free college. For academic performers, absolutely.
Yes.
There have to
be standards, but yes.
Yeah.
Should people that want to better themselves and are serious about it have to be buried in college debt for the rest of their lives? No. It should be fucking free.
Yeah.
100%.
If you work for it, then
you've earned
it.
If you work for it,
yeah.
It should be free.
If you have like a 3.5 or greater, or so, like if you have a strong, because
you
we
have
need more
to
smart
prove
people.
It and you have to work for it.
Because we don't know how many people are put off from going to medical school because they don't want to graduate and have six figures worth of debt.
So many people our age are never going to be able to buy a house or buy a car or get out of their parents' house because they are buried in $100,000 worth of college debt with fucking 11 billion percent interest on it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's just, it never yeah. goes away.
It's true.
And you can't get a start on life all because you made a choice to better yourself.
Yeah. That like ultimately hasn't paid off. Literally.
It hasn't paid
has
off.
Has not paid off.
Because everyone goes to fucking college now, and you have to compete against everyone getting out.
For a job at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
For a job where you don't even get an interview. You just submit an application online and hear nothing.
And you get ignored. So you're out there with a college degree that you were promised was going to get you the job, that employers were going to be knocking down your door once you got out with that piece of paper. Doesn't matter what you majored in. Just you needed to have that degree. So you're competing against everybody who has the same degree as you do, and you never hear anything. So you decided to go to college and make something of yourself, and then you have to suffer for the rest of your life with debt that never goes away. And why? Does anyone have an answer to that question for me?
Why?
Yeah.
Why? What's it all for?
Right.
Yeah.
What is the point?
Well, it's giving up time. It's ultimately giving up money that you're tied to for 20 years.
At least.
Yeah. I mean, look, my loans are now coming up on 8 years old, and I'm looking to refinance them now and stretch them out for 20 just to lower the monthly payments.
Right.
Because such a chunk of my income that's going to student loans, yeah. That's what everybody's doing right now. But I'm with you. When it comes to stuff like that, people who are proven, because we need more smart people out there. We need more people who are dedicated to going into a career, particularly careers where you need smart people, like doctors or whatever. I mean, that's the one I think of because the price tag that's attached to it is tremendous. Right. But yeah, I'm sure the cost of it puts a lot of people off who would otherwise be doing it. And it's a mess.
Absolutely.
And it's a debt we're carrying with us. It's a debt that everybody 10, 12 years younger now has, and they're not going to be able to make enough money.
Right. And
to pay for it.
No idea.
They don't. But who did? Just none
like
of
I,
us did.
Just like I had no idea when I was 18 years old and I was signing that promissory note stating that I was going to pay back all this money once I was done. I was like, 4 years is never going to end.
It's not, yeah. And
like, it's so much time.
And it's not real money.
Right.
It's not real money. You're right, signing a document so you can go to school. That's all you're thinking of.
Yeah.
But when that bill shows up and it's just like, oh my God, how many hundreds of dollars do I need to pay out a month?
Right.
Are you fucking serious? And you're right. It's crippling everybody's ability to buy a house. Man, I can't remember what the stat was or who conducted the poll, but it was something like 80% of millennials have no interest in owning a home.
Right.
Just want to rent.
Because they can't.
Yeah. But aside from that, they probably also don't want to establish roots anywhere. But what's going to happen to real estate?
Yeah, you're one of them. Yeah, right now, I'd rather rent. I don't want to buy a house anytime soon. I'd like to move somewhere where there's a career in 5 years or so and a five-year plan.
Sure.
But like for now, I'm renting until...
Yeah, I am too.
I'm for certain where I want to live.
And I know a lot of people say, yeah, but for rent, you're not getting anything for rent. Bullshit, I got freedom.
Yeah.
All I need to do is give 30-day notice on my apartment because my 1 year lease is up and I can just give 30 days and be off to somewhere else. I can leave LA and move to Portland or Denver or New Jersey.
And even if your rent payment is the equivalent of a mortgage payment, there's still so much more responsibility that comes with owning a house. There's so much more money that goes into...
Yeah, you speak from experience.
Everything.
Yeah.
So it's not at all the same thing. So, I mean, rent as long as you can, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like the water heater is busted. Well, call them.
Right.
It's
call
not my
them
problem.
And they come and fix it. It's not your problem.
Yeah.
It's not your thousands of dollars that goes into getting it fixed. Yeah. There's a lot less responsibility and it's impossible now.
Yeah. Oh, aside from the cost, there's a lot of responsibility I don't want to deal with now because, with the amount of money that's going out towards everything, just everything on a monthly basis that we didn't have to deal with before, or let's say that our parents didn't have to deal with. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have a cable bill. That's an easy $200 a month that our parents didn't have to shell out that could have gone towards something else. I mean, between those two things, on top of student loans, which not all our parents had to worry about, because a lot of them didn't go to school, but just in general,
education got better jobs than we do.
Yeah. So I'm with them on that. I don't know how it's going to get done, but for something like, when it comes to education, it's like, it's funny too. Like I see a lot of stuff through Twitter where I feel like there's less noise than Facebook because you follow who you want to follow. Whereas when it comes to everybody's opinion and everybody's anything on Facebook, because how erratic people are about posting stuff or especially sharing posts from whatever groups they follow that post memes or whatever. I forgot exactly where it was that somebody tweeted, but it was a It was an ad done by some Republican group. It was a poster on, I forget where, or a billboard. And it was, who's the best candidate to repeal Obamacare? Or something like that. And it was, of course, all the Republican candidates. And the tweet was just like, framing this like it's the biggest issue the country faces. It's not. And it's true. But there's a lot of groups who just want to focus in, which I feel like was a platform for a long time on the Republican side. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to undo everything Obama did that we didn't like. I really feel like that was kind of the platform everybody was running on, where it's like, we're going to fix everything the previous guy did. His fault. I feel like there's a lot more of that on. I mean, maybe both sides do it, but I feel like it's been a lot more aggressive coming from the right. But that's also because there's a Democrat in office right now.
Yeah, but whoever enters the office next is going to inherit that shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, same way Obama inherited the financial crisis and everything else. It happens all the time.
Yeah, hope the change didn't happen as much as everybody thought it was going to happen.
Well, that's the problem that's inherent in politics. When my side gets in, everything's going to get fixed. I won't have to worry about anything anymore. That's never the case.
And the whole country was swayed by those stupid empty words. Hope and change and yes, we can.
But like, everybody is. I mean, do you remember George W. Bush's re-election thing? It was just the letter W. I mean, like, that's just...
Now, that was fucking awesome.
No, it's not. No,
compared to that empty platitude bullshit, it fucking it's
awesome.
Not
even a I mean, it is and it isn't, but it's no different than what anybody else does. I'm saying that was just as hollow as Make America Great Again or whatever else, you know, or Keep Your Guns, I'm Okay With It, or whatever other people are going to run on. I can't see any clear, I mean, unlike Andrew, who is predicting Trump's going to win. I don't know. How much now, Ryan, you probably know better than I would. You definitely know better than I would. And I haven't looked it up. Does the party have any sway when it comes to who gets their nomination, or is that strictly decided by what states they win?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it has to do with the primaries as far as who gets the nomination. And obviously the party has some opinion as far as who gets nominated, too, because it's their party. Mm-hmm. They want to pick a person who's going to represent them and their interests. But a lot of it has to do with those primary elections.
Really?
Yeah.
I really feel like that's a stink that's not going to wear off, though. When it comes to Republicans, they feel like Trump is the person that's just going to be like, oh, God. And there have to be a bunch of them who are waking up in cold sweats.
Yeah.
Thinking, like, it's over. If he gets the election, it's over. Like, anything they've worked for, and not, you know, whether they're honorable or not, they still need to be nervous about the fact that somebody like Trump is able to come in and beat all of them at this. That's got to really shake them up. Just the fact that you got a dude coming in who has no experience, whose business success is spotty at best, especially in recent years, it's got to, like, legitimately scare them that just, like, what are we going to do now?
And somebody pulled a quote from him back in, like, 1998 that said, if I ever ran for president, I'd run as Republican because Republicans are stupid. They believe anything.
Yeah, I think he said Republican voters are stupid or something like that. Yeah, they'll believe anything you tell them or whatever. Yeah, that's what I mean. He's playing the game. He's winning it right now. On the other side, you know, Bernie, I believe, I don't think he's going to be able to get it done. Hillary, I think, is just a robot who's trying to figure out what a human says. Well, I think Bernie's authentic, at least. I mean, I think what he's saying, he actually does, because he has a career of standing behind the things he's saying. He's
not
one of
these
flip-flop
politicians.
He probably
seems like the most genuine of...
That's what I mean. I'm not saying I'm gonna endorse or vote for him because of it. I'm just saying I believe he believes what he's saying. I just don't think he's going to be able to make it all happen.
It's impossible.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Because that's why the balance has always been like Democratic president, Republican Congress. There's always that opposition.
Yep. Yeah, so nobody actually works towards accomplishing anything.
Nope, that's why bipartisanship, which will never happen unless something threatens every single one, which is a term, which is something I think we should all bring up. There should be term limits for Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Make it 12 years. Make it longer than the presidency. Make it 12 years. 12-year and anyone who's served their time so far, if we ever enact something like that for term limits, because you've got senators in there that have been in there for like 40, 50 years.
Yeah, on life support. Still in there just because that's who we've always voted for.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
here's a retirement package. Go away.
Yeah, we don't need you anymore.
We just need a good old-fashioned alien attack. That's what we need, like Independence Day style.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have a president behind.
You know how that roped everyone together? Everyone was like, okay, let's cooperate now.
Yeah, it won't,
because
though.
We're being attacked by aliens.
Donald Trump will turn around and sue them, or try to sue them.
He will.
Finally, we're all human, and we're all in this
together. Aliens, yeah, aliens, I want to talk to you, intergalactic leader, you're all a bunch of losers. You come here and you're flying saucers, you're losers. That's what he's going to say. And then he's going to sue space.
Yeah.
I need all your gravity.
Okay, buy space. I'll just call it Trump.
Yeah.
I'm going to build a wall around the planet Earth.
Yeah, build a wall to protect us from intergalactic. Yeah. You know what's funny, though? And this is one of those things that did honestly crack me up about Trump a couple weeks ago. That he bought JebBush.com.
I saw that, yes.
He did.
Because
it expired.
Yep.
Yeah.
His
domain
expired.
Never registered the trademark.
He never bought the domain. Listen, every middle schooler has bought their name as a domain just in case.
Yeah.
How the hell are you running for president? Oh, my God.
Who's on his PR team to fuck that one up?
Well, you know what I got to say, though?
A lot of people.
that's one of those things for which shows, to a degree, that people at least do have some sense, because for the amount of money they were throwing, like Bush was throwing at the campaign, he still got eliminated fairly early on.
Nobody was ever going to elect another Bush in the White House. Nobody.
Well, that's the funny thing because
seriously,
his campaign was running as just Jeb.
Yeah.
He wasn't running on the Bush
name.
Somebody's
making a joke. Can't wait till Jeb premieres this fall. That's why he made a joke. Jeb got canceled due to low ratings.
Oh, dude, that's great.
Jeb coming to CBS this fall. That's what somebody said.
Just Jeb.
Oh, yeah.
With an exclamation point.
Oh, Jeb.
And then he says like when a shooting happens, stuff happens. That was his quote.
But then, and he tweeted out a gun that has his name engraved on it. It's like, what the fuck?
Florida man.
I mean, just like his brother botched years ago. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame.
You can't get fooled again.
Yeah.
Head of one of the most fucked up states in the union, Florida.
Yeah.
Where all the worst depraved shit happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every couple days, some girl goes missing in the swamp.
Some meth head blows up their fucking house.
Right. Yeah. Or somebody high on bath salts eats someone's face. Like, wasn't that Florida? Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was.
Probably.
Yeah, let's just say yes. Just because it's likely.
Right.
I don't get it, man.
Me neither.
I'm surprised. I mean, but again, he was limited. And as far as when it comes to education, Ben Carson, you're like, this dude's a pediatric surgeon. This is a smart dude.
Noelle was like big on him. She's like,
I really
love him. Yeah.
But maybe not strong when it comes to politics. No. So intelligence doesn't necessarily correlate with whatever else is happening. So it's a shame you couldn't get behind him because of the fact that he's obviously a smart dude because of what he does as his day job. I mean, I think, did Carson throw in the towel now?
A while ago.
Did he?
Okay.
Because I know he was lagging. Jeb was lagging. Christie dropped out. Who else? Is there anybody left on that side? No, it's just the three of them.
Yep.
What about on the Democratic side? Is it Hillary, Bernie?
That's it. Hillary and Bernie. There were more, but they all fell off real quick.
Yeah, because the two of them were at the top, and they've been neck and neck basically the entire time.
Only like points off of each other, maybe 20 or 50 points off of each other. Not as opposed to like
Trump.
There's not
a clean sweep.
No,
where it's. Yeah, where the approval is so, like, I forget what it was for which, Nevada or something, I don't know. And sorry to say it's all blending together, but, you know, I can vote just like everybody else, so I guess I could be just equally uneducated about what's happening. But, no, as far as the trends in other states, I don't know exactly where the numbers land, because it's dizzying at a certain point. You know, I guess if you're a journalist and you cover politics, different story, but just as somebody who's catching up on, let's say, a weekly basis what's been happening, I'm not sure, but... Whatever it was, they were like a percentage off or something. Like it was really close.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like Nevada.
It was 0.01.
Really?
0.01.
Yeah, see, that's... I definitely see more Bernie stickers than I do Hillary stickers, which is why I think he might have the overall edge.
Yeah, but millennials don't like going out of their house to do anything. That's why.
I know. I sure don't.
See?
Yeah. It's not just millennials, man. Yeah. Some people at this table who are less enthused about having to leave to... they can PayPal a donation and get a sticker in the mail.
Yeah.
Then they have to go outside to put it on their car, and that's too much effort.
If they could vote from their own houses, that'd be better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, could you imagine? No, that'd be even more fucked up. Ugh.
Yeah.
Presidential election by Twitter.
Votes would get counted 17 times on the internet.
President Strong Dick.
It just kept hitting refresh.
Like we said, President Strong Dick, vote for me.
I'm in.
I am too.
Shit'll get done.
The past hour is brought to you by four men who are actually not going to vote.
French fries in every oven. Pork chops in every pot. No?
Why would you put pork chops in a pot?
It's just a play in an old phrase.
Okay. So
chicken in every pot? No.
No.
Okay,
no.
Fine. Well, who asked you?
Croutons instead of potato chips.
Wawa iced tea for all. Free Wawa iced tea if you vote for me.
Half the country doesn't even know what fucking Wawa is.
All the more reason they want to vote. They want some
of
that. They want it on that Wawa iced tea.
They're goddamn right
drinking.
They do.
Vote for me. I have a baby. Look, I made this. That's going to be Andrew's campaign.
Look, I made this.
Look, I made this.
It's a picture of my fucking kid.
We need to make that meme. You're going to have your wife take a picture of you holding up the baby. Yeah, with a big-ass smile.
Look, I made this.
Try to get the baby to give a thumbs up.
I barely had to do anything.
Yeah. Two pumps, went to sleep.
Two pumps, rolled over, I was
all
done.
It took.
Work in the morning.
One little swimmer.
She was the fastest one.
President Strong Dick. Vote. Who's going to be your running mate?
Me.
Weak pussy. I don't know.
Weak pussy. Okay. Vice President Weak Pussy?
I'll take it.
What would you like?
Just as long as...
Yeah. As long as you can be VP.
Just as long as I can run shit from behind the scenes.
There will be zombies in every crosshair. And
oh, believe it.
Oh, God.
You'd build a moat around the U.S. Just
I
so
would.
We could shoot zombies from come from Canada and Mexico.
Oh, dude.
Out of Lego. You build a wall out of Legos.
Out of Legos, yeah. 6 miles thick.
You wouldn't know. You don't have to build a wall. Just lay them down so people don't walk across them.
Yeah, right?
Ow, ow, fuck
ow,
this shit.
Ow,
I'm going back. Fuck this.
Jack would like to nominate Dwayne Johnson for the presidency.
Dude, I would so buy that.
Of course you would.
I'm listening.
Who is VP? What wrestling star could be his VP?
As long as he could just flex and break a cast off his arm. Yeah. If he can actually do that,
yeah,
I'm in.
Daddy's got to go run the country.
I'm sold.
Yeah. Vice President Vin Diesel. No board for that?
No.
No. Yeah, no. Are you sure?
I can't read or write.
I don't know. I like him.
I would vote for him.
He would. President Dominic, whatever the fuck his name was, those movies.
Dominic
when you vote
Toretto.
Against
Dom
you,
Toretto.
Toretto. Yeah. Oh my God. It's generic shit.
President Mumblegrow.
Yeah. Just because he's tan and buff.
Yeah.
He's got to give him an Italian name.
Sounds like Tourette's.
Yeah.
Dominic Tourette's.
Tourette's. Yeah. Then I'd watch those movies. They're rated R. He's like, I got a need for speed. Fuck shit, cocksucker.
The street hits back. Fuck.
There he goes. Andrew sprung to life. Now he's really interested in the election.
No, I'm not.
Now we're talking.
Ryan's going to go write President Lone Star.
Yeah.
What?
Bill Pullman.
Oh, yeah. That's who you want to run. Yeah. Jeff Goldblum is VP.
Yes.
On that note.
Now, I don't know. I don't think we're done. I kind of like the idea.
I like where you're going with this.
Yeah, a VP with Tourette's. I kind of dig this thing.
We got to help the
and
poor.
And America needs Titty Twister. Cotton shit. Fuck that.
Titty Twister.
Come on.
We need to help the poor.
Don't you want
to
see
disabled. Fuck shit ass.
Shit ass bastard prick.
Veterans guns.
It's like Kevin Nealon's subliminal commentary. From back in the days that we couldn't update. That would really make the election process come to life for me.
God bless America. Fuck shit asshole.
Yeah, fuck shit ass.
Dick sucker. What's going on here? Breakfast.
What just happened?
That's some Vin Diesel shit.
I don't even
shit.
Know.
That's some President Vin Diesel shit.
No, it's way too intelligible.
Yeah.
I just want to say I support gay marriage. Cocksucker. He's like, oh God. Get him out of there.
Somebody give him his medicine.
Whoopsie.
See the cane come across stage.
They have to put in a muscle. They wheel him out like Hannibal Lecter. They still want him to speak.
Hey, Clarice.
they got gym sock rolled up in his mouth, so nobody can understand what he says.
And that was your message from the vice president.
Oh, holy shit. I was at the mall today, and there's a big display in Spencer's with all these. I have to show it. It'll be up at the post as well. It'll be at the Cape89 post at chrisabala.com. The masks and the T-shirts and everything that Spencer's has is actually pretty funny. You can buy because of the glare, you can't really see the Trump mask. But Bernie says, not for sale, Bernie 2016. Trump says, make America great again. It's him looking like an asshole. Looking like you offered him a Twinkie, but then pulled it away. And then the Bernie's kind of grinning like not for sale thing. There's masks of all the candidates. And there's one for Obama as well. I didn't see this, if they were officially licensed Make America Great Again shirts. Mind you, they're right beside the St. Patrick's Day, you know, Real Women Drink Beer shirts. So
yeah, and
you can't necessarily
take
it seriously.
Dildo section.
Yeah, let's not forget about the dildo section.
Seriously, like Spencer's used to be like a gag gift store, and now it's become a full on porn shop.
Yeah, there's that whole
complete
back third of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's
that's dildos
literal,
and you're, yeah.
It's a massaging wand. Yeah,
a massaging wand.
Yeah. What are you, Harry Potter?
Is that what they call them now?
But yes. we have yeah. attachments that look like dolphins.
Yeah,
and rabbits to massage you.
Right. Yeah.
Wink.
Click,
wink.
Nudge. Nudge.
Massage wands.
Massage wands.
Yeah.
You must have seen them.
Maybe I just didn't realize they were called that.
Well, that's what they're called.
Wingardium Leviosum.
Wingardium Orgasm. Yeah.
Wingardium Orgasm.
Yeah, Wingasm Leviosa.
It's for Harry Twatter, not Harry Potter.
Oh, man.
Good for you, Jack.
I'm not voting.
I'm not voting either.
We're screwed.
We're
all of us.
Completely. Just go buy the biggest screw you can find over in Home Depot
and shove
it
up
your
own
in
your ass.
Anus. And that's
counterclockwise.
What's
gonna,
yeah. And just stay home on election day. That's what we're saying.
You're fucked, people.
This is, it's sad. Like I said,
or vote
it's
Cthulhu.
Sad.
Yeah, vote Cthulhu. Or vote for President Strong Dick.
Yeah. When right in.
Netflix and chill night.
Oh, God. Don't start.
Yeah.
Shuck.
Yeah. Hashtag bullshit.
Yeah.
You're gonna pour out some Trump vodka in November?
Yep.
Trump vodka.
We'll get your tacos in now because we're not going to be able to have these tomorrow.
Yeah, if you can find any.
And tear up our
if
Trump
If that's something
University,
to go on, there will still be
diplomas.
Tacos.
Yeah.
Tacos. No matter what happens, there will still be tacos.
No, there won't.
No, there won't.
Trump will build a wall around every taco stand because they're probably illegal.
Yeah.
I'm voting.
I don't know.
I won't be at
Bernie,
the polls
can we get
at
free tacos?
7 a.m.
Yeah.
I'll pay for the tacos just as long as there are tacos.
Yeah, they just need to be available.
Yeah.
That's the real point. That's a platform you need to run on. President Strongdick, how do you feel about tacos?
I told everyone, free tacos on Tuesday.
Okay, good.
Just as long as they're just meat and cheese.
Yeah.
Nothing extra.
No, they can have your
dressing
have
Andrew, sauce on the side.
Yeah.
Sauce on the side. More meat and cheese, no garnish.
Not going to eat the salsa.
Not going to fool me.
Give it to me on the side.
Yeah.
My tacos are dry. Hey, are your tacos dry? No, I put stuff on mine.
So your tacos aren't going to be dry. My
fucking.
Or you watch some 14-year-old make it, then throw it out because they don't know it's your food. Like that happened to you.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the staff at every Taco Bell is white. Fucking sheet white if you look at them. At least all the ones I go to, which are in California.
I don't care who's making my tacos.
Oh, I'm just mentioning it. It's funny that look, as long as tacos are available, we'll take them.
Yes, exactly.
So. Vote for tacos.
Vote for
vote
tacos.
In favor of tacos. This November, cast your vote for tacos. I would like to thank my distinguished guests. Andrew Rizzitello is currently leaning back, thinking up his campaign strategy for President Strongdick.
Better have to do with tacos.
Who you can follow on Twitter at Prez Strongdick. Oh, you think I'm joking. You can follow Andrew on Twitter and Instagram and fucking Snapchat at metal_Drew.
You're never going to live this one down.
No, shit no.
Not while Chris Abalo has air in his lungs.
God, no, I'm telling you. It may very well be my dying declaration. Fucking Snapchat. In that moment, I'll register for send it to you as a fucking snap. See how you like it. Anyway, once again, that was metal_Drew. You can follow Jack on Twitter at JackWagon85 and at JacksonFigure on Instagram. Is that what it is?
JacksonFigure1985.
Okay.
Yeah.
You heard it from him.
You did.
And Ryan, you can follow at Tagsonian on Twitter and Instagram and visit NoSeatBeltBlog.com for 5 posts a week about beer, about movies, about toys.
Not always 5.
Well,
sometimes
enough.
5.
Several posts a week.
Yeah.
Some several. Involve tacos. Taco related posts.
Something's going to have to involve tacos now.
Subject to availability.
Right.
Hashtag save the tacos.
Yes.
Save the tacos.
Save the tacos. And you can follow me on Twitter at Chris Abalo, on Instagram at Chris Sells Out. And you can follow the show at Cape Pod on Twitter and Instagram and Tumblr. And like the show, Chris Abalo's Podcast Experiment on Facebook. And hey, the only podcast that matters as well, by the way, if you enjoyed this particular collection of our bullshit, 200 episodes plus of us talking about a variety of topics. So visit theonlypodcast.com to check all that stuff out, and like The Only Podcast That Matters on Facebook, and follow The Only Podcast That Matters on Twitter at The Only Podcast, and go to crystalball.com as well. So until next time, for Andrew, Jack, and Ryan, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment.
No, stop.
So, me stop. Look at you. I would like to change the conversation to porn for just a minute. Now, I was in Spencer's looking at cock rings. Not for me. I was just looking.
President Strongdick had to speak.
President Strongdick is looking for cock rings, and I just looking at them because I want to be in touch with today's young hip crowd to understand what they're doing sexually. Not a gay way or anything. You know, I just need something to wax my carrot to. So anyway, I was looking at inflatable dolls. I just want to say that doll didn't look like Miley Cyrus at all.
He sound like Beavis.
Like, whoa!
That
doesn't make you sound like Beavis. That inflatable doll looked like Katy Perry on the box. Didn't look like her at all.